Questions to Freddie Mercury.
Are you affected by criticism?
Yes, of course. I mean, you know, in terms of personal things, I am a very hated person, but I hate the press as well. So that goes both ways, but to me, I think I have learned to live with it. I would be a liar to say I'm not hurt by criticism because, I mean, everybody is. Of course, I want everybody to say I'm wonderful and they like my songs, but I don't mind actually a sort of genuine well thought out criticism. Of course, you are going to get just people review our albums without even listening to them and things like that. But I mean, that is the way of the world, and before I used to get really mad and start tearing my hair out, but now I don't have any more sleepless night. So just I learned to live with it. Let them all come. What made you want to go into music and become a rock star?
I don't know. I think I always liked to sing. I wanted to go sing and I didn't look upon it as a career, but I just, you know, when I was a little baby, I was in the chair and things like that, and I like to sing. I don't know. Call it natural gift or whatever. I'm not afraid to say it. It's just I like to sing, and then I suddenly realized that I could actually write songs and then make my own music rather than before I would. Sort of copy Elvis Presley songs and things as I do. Then I realized that I could actually write my own songs and do it in my own way. Then suddenly there was a little taste of success, so everybody wants to be a star in whatever way they all want to be successful. You look at films where they all want to be successful actress or actor. Of course, I never ever thought I was going to make a career of it. Suddenly I realized that this is the best thing I could do. And whenever, it's interesting that's always what you really like doing, isn't it? So what I'm doing right now is what interests me, and I'm very happy that people buy my records and they like me, and the day they stop buying my records, I will go buy some more or give it all up.
Questions to Roger Taylor.
What does Freddie do?
Freddie is the pure entertainer. He doesn't care for money or organization. He's responsible for the show. Are there never arguments?
Not really. We are all very different people and everyone has to arrange with everyone. You can see it in our songs. John is a big fan of funk, jazz and blues. Brian loves the opposite. He's into hard rock. Freddie likes classical stuff, and me, I'm experimenting with new wave. Nevertheless, we are a musical unit. You are one of the most successful bands ever. Does success get boring after you have reached nearly everything with Queen?
No, success gives you more artistic freedom. We don't have to write hits, we can do what we like. If we record an album or go on tour, it's just for the fun of it. Questions to Brian May.
How did Freddie face up to his obvious and imminent death in the last sort of months? Was he brave about it?
Unbelievable. I never knew anybody like Freddie. I never saw him complain. He was always very positive, quite matter of fact, you know. He said, look, I probably haven't got much longer and we should do this and this and this. And I want to sing as much as I can. Write my words, write my lyrics, write me something to sing. 'Cause his voice stayed strong, didn't it?
Fantastic, but I mean, he was having a hard time at the end and he maybe had half an hour a week where he could sing and he would go for it. Have a vodka, hoop it down, go for it, you know. And some of those top notes he hit on the last few tracks are unbelievable.
Questions to John Deacon.
What's the thing you are most proud of, Queen?
I don't know, different things for different people. We are very, very happy with the tour we have just done. It's our first American tour that's really taken us into some of the larger halls. That's quite a big step. Our concert audience has really grown quite big this year, and also we have done some very big shows around the country this year, which we are very pleased with. You know, we have done some of the larger halls, like we did the LA Forum and New York, We did Madison Square Garden. We did one show there. Do you see Queen affecting people on a sociological level or just entertainers?
First and foremost, I would say it's entertainment, but I think Brian puts a little bit more. There is quite a lot of meaning in his lyrics, whereas Freddie's songs are more sort of in a fantasy vein. It depends on particularly who has written the songs. I don't know, it's how big we tend to take them, but I would say we are mainly more on the just entertainment side. We are not sort of deep, politically motivated in any way at all, I don't think.